Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Greg Skordish, your host for our last segment of today's show. We've had a great show today, and I think it's about to continue. We are joined on the line by Amy Winder Newton, who currently serves on the Salt Lake County Council. I've known Amy, followed her for probably 10 or 15 years, has a very impressive resume, has done a great job for county council, and jumped into the governor's race. Amy, what were you thinking?
I know, it's been crazy. But, you know, the best part about running for office is getting to talk to amazing people. And, man, when I've been traveling the state and getting to meet people and hear the different issues, and, gosh, every single one of our communities is so different. And so it's been a great opportunity.
Yeah, and you've done a great job. I'm reading a little bit about you, and you fashion yourself a fiscal conservative. You also have a great interest in education. So,
right.
How do we jive that? I mean, we seem to be losing teachers all the time, and we seem to be a state that hasn't always paid its teachers as well as others. How do you balance those two things?
You know, education is such an interesting issue in our state because you've got the state school board and you've got the legislature, who both are policymakers in this arena. And sometimes, you know, one's maybe doing something different than the other. One of the things that I plan to do as governor is get both of these groups together, make sure that we can develop a long-term plan for education in our state, and then stick to it. And if we start seeing vendor bills or other random things coming through the legislature that don't fit within what this long-term plan is that we've agreed upon, I'm going to veto things like that. And so for me, this is about, let's get us on track. Let's develop planning. I mean, one of the things I would bring to my administration is a focus on long-term planning, not just for education, but also with our workforce and with growth issues like air quality and housing affordability, infrastructure investment. And so those are things that I think we need to do a little bit better job of. So we're planning not just for the next 4 years, but for the next 40 years as we look at these issues.
Amy, you've served on the Salt Lake County Council, and you've served with great distinction there. Do you feel like you have the pull with our legislature? Do you feel like you know the legislature well enough and that they know and respect you well enough that you'll be able to work well with them?
Absolutely. I know most of our legislators already just from the work that I've been doing, and I have a lot of respect for them. And I'm somebody who knows how to work with people. I mean, I'm on a council with 5 Republicans, 4 Democrats, and a Democratic mayor. And even when I was chair of the council last year, we were able to get things done. And you do that through having mutual respect for each other, being able to listen to all viewpoints, and then be able to make decisions and work together towards good solutions. And I know it's not always easy, but it's something, it's a skill set I've learned in the 6 years that I've been serving on the county council.
One of the things that I've appreciated, Amy, that the Salt Lake County Council has done, and maybe you can talk about this a little bit because I'm involved in Utah's drug courts and mental health courts and our homeless population, but the county's done quite a bit to try to solve that problem and deal with mental health issues and deal with poverty issues and deal with homeless issues. How do you take that, what you've done, which is so impressive, and make it a statewide issue and convince legislators and policymakers from these rural counties that that's important to all of us?
You know, I think our rural counties understand the importance with these issues. One of the things that I've been working on, as you mentioned, is intergenerational poverty and how do we help people break that cycle. And that's something that there's local policymaking that affects that, but there's state level and even more importantly, federal policymaking. You know, one of the things that we see with those in poverty is this fiscal cliff. As they get government benefits, they get to a point where they drop off, and there's sometimes a disincentive for people to take raises or job promotions because of that. I want to work with our federal government to figure out how can we change policy there to be able to help people. And let's make sure it's something that makes sense so that there's a gradual reduction in benefits as people make more and more money and are able to get out of that so that we're not keeping people trapped in that cycle. You know, you mentioned mental health. That one is near and dear to me. I'm on the state's Mental Health Crisis Line Commission, and we've been working hard on looking at new solutions for behavioral health crisis response. And it's something that's really important on all levels throughout our state. And so, you know, these are opportunities that we have to make a big difference in our state.
We're joined this afternoon, and we're happy to have Amy Winder Newton with us. You mentioned growth, and I want to talk about something in that light. I think Southern Utah, the St. George, Washington County area, has now had a record 150 days without water, and there may be some coming in a week or so, and yet people continue to flow into that area. We have a lot of problems to deal with in this state in the future with the environment, with air quality. What's your plan to deal with the growth, the population, the things, the people that are going to come into this state during your term as governor?
You know, one of the things that I want to put a focus on is having a stronger planning component in the governor's office. So we saw in some of the previous administrations, you know, Leavitt's administration, a department on planning and growth. And for me, that's something I want to bring back. I want to make sure that we've got a place where we can bring together all the information from the different agencies and really be able to assist our local communities as we look at growth patterns and different things that are happening so that we know how best to tackle those. And so for me, I mean, I'm a planner by nature. I've served on a planning commission for a city. I understand why this is an important issue, and I want to make sure that the state can assist those local communities and that we can execute on some long-term planning and have all of the data in one place so that we can have a big focus on that.
Amy, in the remaining couple of minutes, to our listeners that may not be real familiar with you, tell us about your background. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I have raised four children. I've got two boys left in high school and two out of the home. I'm a small business owner. I started a business in 2003, doing mortgage loans, and I have 25 years of local government experience. So I helped incorporate a city. I was served on a planning commission for 8 years. I've served on school community councils, and I even worked for a city doing communications and economic development and marketing. And then my last 6 years I've spent on the county level working on the state's second largest budget. And one of the things I feel strongly about is that we need to push control down to the most local level possible, both with our schools, but also our local governments. And we also, we need to plan for the future, like I mentioned. And so those are things important to me, as well as making sure that we're good fiscal stewards over the budget. You know, I, as a budget hawk, I'm somebody who goes through the numbers, who looks for wasteful spending, who wants to make sure we're investing in the right areas so that we are prepared for the future. And at the end of the day, I want to make sure we're prepared for our families, our kids and grandkids, and those who call Utah home.
Well, Amy, we wish you the best of luck. I mean, you've done such a wonderful job on the county council. I personally, as a county resident, would hate to lose you, but maybe from the statewide level, you'll be great there as well. So best of luck, and hopefully your campaign continues in the great course that it's gone so far.
Thank you.
That's it for our show this afternoon. Jeff Kaplan looks like he's chomping at the bit and ready to roll. But that was a lot of fun this afternoon. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back.